What's up, Fito family? Welcome back to yet another episode of Figuring It Out, the podcast. If you are new here and you don't know what Fito, the podcast, is all about, please feel free to check out our previous episodes. Some interesting conversations have happened already. But in short, Fito, the podcast, is basically two humans trying to figure out this thing called life and how to maneuver around it. So I'm your host, Jewel Abbey, and my co-host, Manny the Bays, is unfortunately not able to be here with us today. He is a little bit under the weather, but we wish him quick and full recovery, and we cannot wait to see him again. Our social media platforms and where you can find us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Fito the Podcast and Facebook Fito the Podcast. And for where you can locate this podcast, on what platforms, you can locate it on Apple Podcasts, you can find it on Anchor, you can find it on Castbox, Spotify, whatever podcast platform that you use, you can find us there. So I hope you will enjoy this episode. Well, being it that I am here alone today, I had to involve my co-host on what he would like us to talk about, even in his absentia. And we decided that today's topic would be about self-sabotage. Do you know what that is? It's nothing too fancy. And a lot of times we are so quick to use this word, but we maybe don't use it correctly, or we may use it in a discriminatory way to criticize or to judge, or just a way to justify. But what does self-sabotage really, really mean? The best explanation that I have gotten so far explaining what self-sabotage is, it is basically undermining your goals and values, e.g. saying you want something, but doing contrary to what is required to achieve it. Okay, so for example, maybe you say, I want to graduate this year. You say, I want to get my degree, my diploma, my certificate. But you're missing classes, you're procrastinating, you're not reading, you're not studying. And at the end of the year, you end up not getting the results that you wanted. Why? Because the whole process of you procrastinating and not attending classes and all that stuff was you self-sabotaging. Right? Okay. If you are wondering why it is important to discuss about self-sabotage, it is because it is, for me, I feel it is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, hindrances towards achieving our goals. Let's take a look at what some few examples that show self-sabotage, okay? I'll give one from my own personal experience, all right? So I'm studying for a course right now and I'm doing it online. And let me tell you, studying online is not as easy as people think. The level of self-discipline it requires has really just thrown me aback. I didn't know I would have to really call myself out on my BS that much, you know? So I wake up in the morning and I say, today I have to study for 3 hours or I have to study for 2 hours. And I get ready, I prepare my equipment and everything. And when I get there, all of a sudden now I remember, oh, I needed to clean the house, or I needed to clean the dishes. Let me do that, then I get back to reading. Little by little, unapata, it's 7, it's 8, 10, and then I'm like, okay, let me just sleep. I'll read tomorrow. That's self-sabotage. So there are two kinds of self-sabotaging behaviors. There is conscious self-sabotage. This is when you are aware that you are doing these things that are not going to help you achieve your dreams and your goals. You are aware, but you're not doing anything about them. Then there is unconscious self-sabotage. This is when you do something that undermines a goal or a value, but you don't realize until after the fact. For example, people with a strong fear of failure in their jobs, we often develop unconscious habits of showing up late or doing sloppy work, you know, and you're not aware of yourself doing these things, but in real sense, you have to take some time and ask yourself, why am I getting the results that I'm getting and how can I do better? So examples of self-sabotaging, as I've said, procrastination is one, the biggest one. Actually, I think it is one of the biggest diseases right now in the human race. Another one is substance abuse. So engaging in alcohol or drugs and forgetting your priorities and prioritizing this abusive kind of substances instead of doing what you know you should be doing. Another one that was interesting to me is chronic lateness. So kama you live, if you live in Kenya, and we are known to be, there's a term called Kenyan timing. That means if you decide you're meeting at 12, that basically means let's meet at 1 or 2. But lateness is a disease also because we waste time, and time is more precious than money. The more we waste time, the less we progress, right? Stress eating is another one, and a big one. You know, we sometimes choose to indulge in food rather than deal with the emotions that we're feeling. And we do that way more often than we even care to admit. There is also commitment and intimacy issues. So, for example, you are in a romantic relationship and you, for some reason, like to pick arguments with your partner. Sometimes you even know you're on the wrong. But you raise the argument anyway and you say something hurtful and you say something that will hurt them. And the funny thing is, it actually works. Don't you think? Like sometimes when you're arguing and you say something that hurts someone, momentarily it feels just a bit better, you know? But in the long term, what good does it do? Nothing, right? So I think it's important to start by asking ourselves, where does this behavior come from? Where does our self-sabotaging behavior come from? The biggest thing that I found when I was doing my research and discussing with Ken about this topic is that a lot of the behaviors that we have right now, one, definitely from upbringing, right? And also from just the people around you. Who do you have around you a lot, you know? So as a child, for example, for the upbringing scenario, as a child, maybe you grew up seeing your parents being abusive to the other parent due to lack of self-confidence or maybe some insecurity. And when you grow up, you kind of give this same attitude towards your partner without knowing it. But this is something that you picked up when you are younger, right? And it can be very, it can hold you back from the closeness and the intimacy that you would very much require. Okay, so let's talk about the ways that we can deal with this self-sabotage behavior. One of them is to first understand what desire or need your self-sabotage feels. I'll repeat. Understand the desire or need your self-sabotage feels. So, for example, if you're stress eating, it could be to avoid a feeling of loneliness or to avoid something that you don't want to deal with. If you're procrastinating, it may be due to fear of failure or fear of success. It doesn't have to be just failure. Some people are afraid of the success. So What do we do when we identify the needs that we are trying to fill with self-sabotage? The most very beautiful quote that I have seen of late said, before you get tough on yourself and commit to changing, get compassionate with yourself and commit to understanding. I'll say that again. Before you get tough on yourself and commit to changing, get compassionate with yourself and commit to understanding. So if you want to stop procrastinating, compassionately understand what procrastinating is helping you to avoid. If you're trying to stop stress eating, compassionately understand or seek to understand how stress eating works to make you feel less lonely or whatever it is that you're trying to avoid. Another way to deal with self-sabotage is identify alternative healthy behaviors that fill that need. So one of the best ways is to find people that have the same issue as you. For example, if you have a high demanding job and you go home and you drink yourself silly just to avoid the pressures of work, you can identify someone who has an equally as demanding job as you and identify how they're using their time and how they're dealing with the pressure and how they're doing this. And maybe try to learn from them or try to pick up something, a thing or two from them, you know, or whatever. You can seek a mentor, you can seek someone to help you guide you through all this stuff. Also, you can anticipate and plan for the obstacle. So if you know you stress eat, you can have snacks in your bag so that you don't allow yourself to binge at the end of the day. Or if your spouse just took out a tray of freshly baked cookies the minute you walk through the door, you know, you can take one or two and say, I'll have the rest later. Okay. Another way to deal with self-sabotage is boost your tolerance for uncomfortable feelings. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. One of the things that we try to do here at Fito is to have uncomfortable conversations, because we realize that the more the uncomfortable the conversation, the more they need to have it. So the more uncomfortable the feeling, the more they need to go through it or to overcome it. So try to find ways that you can build and make yourself more comfortable with these uncomfortable feelings. Okay. I hope you are enjoying this episode so far. Being here alone, I actually miss Ken so much. I hope he is going to be here sooner than we expect. But, you know, quick recovery to you, Ken. Back to what we are talking about. So we can... Let's talk about how to let go of self-sabotage. So letting go of self-sabotage isn't merely an intellectual problem, but it is one of planning and also strategy. It's an emotional problem, rather. It's an emotional tolerance problem. So our emotions have a lot to do with that. And lastly, also clarify your values. When you say that you want to achieve something, you have to be clear and you have to call yourself out. You have to be the first person to tell yourself you're messing up. Why are you not doing what you know you should do? You want to keep off this 20 kgs that you lost? Why are you eating so much junk food? You want to graduate? Why are you not studying? You have to ask yourself these questions because you are the first person who can help yourself get out of that situation. Well, I hope that this episode has been insightful and helpful to you wherever you're listening from. Just a reminder, you can find this podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can find this podcast on Anchor. You can find this podcast on Spotify and any other podcast platform of your choice. And also make sure to Engage with us on our social media platforms at Fito the Podcast on Instagram, Fito the Podcast on Facebook as well. With that being said, I have really, really enjoyed talking to you guys, and I hope that I will be seeing you and hearing from you soon. It has been real. I love you all. Until next time, bye.